Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. So let's jump in. The first topic is pretty significant, public health. Yeah. What's the story on vaccine policy?
Yeah, so this article is about Susan Monterez. She's been nominated to head up the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Okay.
And she's been very public about her stance. She calls vaccines life-saving. And she's also been clear that she doesn't believe they're linked to autism.
Which aligns with the standard medical consensus, right?
Absolutely. That's the overwhelming view in the medical community. But what's interesting is this potentially puts her at odds with the Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
House.
Well, he's expressed skepticism about vaccines before, and he recently questioned the practices of Gavi, you know, the Global Vaccine Alliance.
Ah, right. I remember reading something about that.
Yeah, he suggested the U.S. might even pull its funding from Gavi if things don't change.
Wow. Despite their goals.
Despite Gavi aiming to immunize, I think it's 500 million children by 2030, potentially saving 8 million lives. So yeah, big implications.
Definitely. So for parents and teachers listening, this could spark a conversation about, say, how do you decide who to trust?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you hear different things about health and science from leaders.
That's a great point. And maybe also about the different roles these organizations play, you know, government agencies like the CDC versus nonprofits like Gavi, and then the medical experts themselves. What's everyone's job in public health?
Good discussion starters. Okay, let's shift gears completely. Something much lighter now, canine sports.
Yes, much lighter. This one's fun. It's about the 7th annual Wiener Dog Derby. Happened at the Meadowlands Racetrack.
A Wiener Dog Derby. Okay, tell me more.
So the big story is this 2-year-old dachshund, Bucky. He apparently had a rough time in a previous race, but made this amazing comeback to win this year.
A comeback wiener dog. Love it. Any secret to his success?
His owner says it was all about focus. She stood at the finish line holding his favorite ball. Apparently, that did the trick.
Huh. Simple but effective motivation.
It seems so. And, you know, these races are actually pretty common. U.S., Canada, Australia. Dachshunds aren't the fastest dogs, obviously. But they can hit maybe 20 miles per hour for short bursts.
If they don't get distracted, I imagine.
Exactly. They're apparently quite social, so distractions happen.
That's a great story. So for discussions, you could maybe ask kids, what's something funny or silly you've seen an animal do? What made you smile?
Yeah, or connect it back to Bucky. How can focus and motivation help you reach a goal, even if it feels tough, like it might have for Bucky before his big win?
Nice. Okay, from wiener dogs back to more serious social trends, what's The Juice covering regarding same-sex marriage?
Right, so this article marks the 10th anniversary of the big Supreme Court decision, Obergefell versus Hodges.
The one that affirmed the constitutional right to same-sex marriage.
Exactly. And while overall support in the U.S. is pretty high, almost 7 in 10 Americans, a recent Gallup poll shows this really wide partisan gap. Actually, the widest it's been in almost 30 years.
Really? How wide are we talking?
Well, among Democrats, support is at 88%, but among Republicans, it's 41%.
That's a huge difference. Has it always been that divided?
It's actually widened in the last few years. The article links it partly to the Republican Party's realignment around former President Trump.
Interesting. Is there any sign that might change?
There's a hint it might narrow over time. The poll found that Republicans under 50 are much more support, like 60% support it, compared to only 36% of Republicans over 50. So
yeah,
a definite generational difference there.
That generational split is fascinating. So for discussion points here, maybe asking students what shapes their own sense of right and wrong.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to how people are treated and society has different views.
That's a deep one. Or maybe thinking about how society's views change over time. What makes opinions on rights and equality shift? Looking at factors like age, maybe political leanings, like the poll showed.
Good questions. Okay, next up, a shift to geopolitics, a critical situation in Iran. What are students reading about that?
Yeah, this piece covers a major public crackdown happening in Iran, ordered by the regime there.
A crackdown? Why now?
It seems to be a direct response to those Israeli and U.S. airstrikes targeting their nuclear program. The regime is trying to clamp down hard on any dissent, looking for anyone they see as collaborating with, quote, foreign adversaries.
So what does that look like on the ground?
It's pretty severe. The article mentions 3 executions and hundreds of arrests. They're targeting political dissidents, ethnic minorities, separatist groups, often accusing them of spying for Israel.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah, and experts think it's basically the government trying to project strength, you know, trying to prevent any kind of internal uprising, especially since there's a lot of public discontent already about the economy and political repression.
A really difficult situation for ordinary people caught in the middle. For discussion, maybe ask students about the risks. What happens when a government tries to silence people during a crisis?
Right. And also, how do these big geopolitical tensions, the airstrikes, the nuclear issues, how do they actually impact the everyday lives of citizens inside Iran, connecting the big picture to the individual experience?
Important connections to make.
Yeah.
Okay, from very current events now, let's jump way back in time. Ancient history and a science discovery.
Yeah, this one's pretty cool. Scientists found two insects, a fly and an ant, trapped in amber from 99 million years ago, Cretaceous period.
Okay, ancient insects and amber, that's always neat. What's special about these ones?
They both show signs of being infected by a zombie fungus.
A zombie fungus? like in The Last of Us.
Exactly like that. It's the same genus, Ochiocordyceps. This fungus infects insects, takes over their bodies, makes them climb somewhere high, and then, you know, bursts out to spread spores.
Whoa, and this was happening 99 million years ago.
That's the big news, yeah. Finding fossil evidence of this kind of fungus pushes its known timeline back by tens of millions of years. These fungi are usually too soft to fossilize well, so finding them in amber is incredibly rare.
That is amazing. What does it tell us?
It suggests that ecosystems back then during the Cretaceous period were already really complex. These kinds of sophisticated parasitic relationships were already happening.
Mind-boggling stuff. So for talking points, maybe ask, how does discovering something totally unexpected from the past, like this zombie fungus, change how we see the world today? Or maybe the evolution of life?
Yeah, or even think about the ethics. Like when science finds something ancient that seems straight out of fiction, what kind of questions does that raise?
Interesting angle. Okay, finally, The Juice always has a quote of the day. Who is it today and what's the story?
Today's quote is from Harvey Milk. It's, "Once you have dialogue starting, you know you can break down prejudice."
Harvey Milk, the pioneering gay rights activist and politician from San Francisco.
That's him. He lived from 1930 to 1978. Famously became the first openly gay man elected to public office in California back in 77.
And he achieved quite a bit in his short time on the Board of Supervisors, right?
He did. He got a bill passed banning discrimination based on sexual orientation. His assassination in 1978 was a huge tragedy, but it also really brought international attention to the gay rights movement. He's since received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and there's even a Navy ship named after him.
A powerful legacy. So for a final discussion point here, you could ask students directly, what does that quote mean to you? Great questions to leave them with. And that wraps up our quick dive into today's articles from The Juice.
Keep those dialogues going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.